Hello. Do you know what is INP? INP stands for Interaction to Next Paint. It's a metric that measures how quickly a user can interact with a web page after it has started loading. Now, we are moving forward to good INP score. An INP below or at 200 milliseconds means that your page has good responsiveness. An INP above 200 milliseconds and below or at 500 milliseconds means that your page's responsiveness needs improvement. An INP above 500 milliseconds means that your page has poor responsiveness. Next. If you're looking to improve your INP score, here are some tips to improve it. Step 1, planning out the desired goals and the steps to achieve them, it makes it much easier to accomplish those objectives. You need to audit your current INP score, evaluate existing strengths and weaknesses, set realistic goals, and create a strategy to reach those objectives. Step 2, one of the most effective ways to improve your INP score is to remove unused CSS and JavaScript from websites. Step 3, another effective way to improve your INP score is to minimize the size of JavaScript and CSS files. Step 4, a caching plugin is also an effective way to boost your INP score. This plugin stores frequently requested web page resources, such as images and scripts, in the user's browser. Step 5, using a content delivery network, CDN, can also help improve INP scores. Step 6, another way to improve INP scores is to optimize images. Step 7, using third-party code such as social sharing buttons, comment sections, and ads can slow a website's page loading times. These tips will help to ensure that your website continues to perform well and is up to date with the latest web standards. Try this in your website. Good luck.